Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Regarding Islamic worship rituals, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to a particular issue of the fast, in fact, to the i'tikaf, which is a ritual within the fast. And we know that this is a ritual which has been prescribed by the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, although it's not obligatory, but it carries tremendous reward. And if believers are able to station themselves in the mosque for some days, as generally is the case, the last 10 days in the mosque, and they devote themselves to remembering the Almighty and establishing a firm contact with Him, it is an outstanding ritual that one can covet. However, in this regard, there is this misconception which is generally found, and it circulates amongst all those people who intend to do this i'tikaf, that that having a bath during the i'tikaf is prohibited, or almost prohibited, unless, of course, a person is in the state of ceremonial uncleanliness, he is in the state of janaba. Perhaps that is the only reason which should entail a bath, which should push him to have a bath. Otherwise, he just cannot bathe. This is what general ruling is in this regard. Now, it needs to be understood that as far as i'tikaf is concerned, obviously the spirit of i'tikaf is that one should spend as much time as is possible in the remembrance of the Almighty. However, it is in itself found in the i'tikaf, this exception, that one can come out of the mosque for any human need. And we know the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself is reported to have said, as Aisha reports from him, that he would not enter his house, which obviously would mean that he had to come out of i'tikaf from the mosque and into the one of the rooms, or the hujras, as they call it, of his wives, unless there was some human need. So the words are لا يدخل البيت إلا لحاجت الإنسان, which means that he would enter his house for only to fulfill some human need. Now, this human need is something which our jurists have tried to ascertain, and they have narrowed it down only to the fact that if this human need relates to bathing or having a bath, then that bath should only be in that case if a person is in the state of janaba. Now, it needs to be understood that this was never a specification spelled out by the Prophet himself. The words of the narrative are human need, and a human need is something which every person knows, and obviously there could be some variation as well. And there's a certain amount of generality found in this term, so that each person can interpret it according to his own circumstances. Human need is something which could vary from person to person. Thus, for example, having a bath at the beginning of a day in i'tikaf, so that a person is fresh to remember the Almighty and to pray to Him, can be a need for us, for one person, and cannot be for another person. A person would have a bath, for example, at times after 2 days, but another person would like to have a bath every day so that he is very fresh for the worship of the Almighty. Similarly, the situation of mosques is different. There will be certain mosques which are very well air-conditioned and the temperature is very well controlled, and there are other mosques in this world in which it's very hot, and simply to clean oneself from the dirt which accumulates through sweat, it's essential that one cleans one's body. So in these varied circumstances, how can one just say that human need means that if a person is in a state of janaba, then only he is required to bathe? The word human need, as I said, is a general term, is a general word, and every person is allowed to interpret this generality according to his own circumstances. This general need, what we need to tell people actually is that they should not needlessly have a bath or needlessly waste their time. The purpose is that they should devote as much time as is possible for the remembrance of the Almighty. And for this, if they need to have a bath, obviously, to make themselves fresh, then this is not prohibited. Because as I said, the words are إِلَّا لِحَاجَةِ الْإِنسَانِ, which means any human need. And this human need, as I said, our jurists have taken upon themselves to define this human need as the fact that in the case of bathing, it only means that when a person is in the state of ceremonial uncleanliness, that they should have a bath. This, as I said, is not entirely true. So, in a nutshell, it needs to be understood that having a bath during i'tikaf is something which is left to a person's discretion. He is to be told that he should not needlessly have a bath. However, again, it's not just janaba or uncleanliness that entails having a bath. It could be just a matter of the case that he's not fresh, or that the fact that he's sweating and he would like to have this bath in order to clean himself. So all these things or situations, they are accommodated by the words حاجة الإنسان of the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.